Hello, everyone, and good evening. Welcome to Marty Oakley TS Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 136 and counting. We're going to have another great show tonight. Save Nosy Now. They are returning. I want to welcome them back. Who's come on the guest. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the host. I just want to go over a couple things before we get started here. I want to let all you new listeners welcome aboard. And there is a chat room open right now. If you sign on to Blog Talk Radio up in the upper right-hand corner, press sign in. You can sign in if you have an account, or you can sign in from Twitter or Facebook and stroll past the comments, and a chat room will appear. You're more welcome to come aboard. You can listen to this show from the internet or the phone. Worldwide, unlimited listeners. The number to call in, we'll be taking calls last half hour of the show, is 917-388-4520. Press 1 and to speak to the guest. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, you know, phones, television, radios, conversations. You're more than welcome to come on board. All you returning listeners out there, thank you so much for coming back. And all the ones out there, the advocates, the Facebook pages, the social networks, the ones that sharing this show, promoting it every week, a big thank you to you, all of you, because we are the voices for the animals, and we must be heard. Because without us, everyone, these animals don't stand a chance. So take that step in the right direction and take action. Take action is the key to unlock the door to all changes to be made. Contact your state legislators. Get connected with them. Get to know who they are. You know, we all go out there and vote. We rush to vote and know who they are, and, you know, either email them, call them up, write letters, you know, whatever you can do to make the animals' lives better and, you know, secure, please do it, because there's a lot of issues out there that need attention, and they need attention now. So please, everyone, do your part. And I wanted to do a special shout-out. This Sunday is Mother's Day, and I wanted to say hello and to all of you that are mothers out there. Have a happy Mother's Day. You so well deserve it. The stepmothers out there, the adopted mothers, the Mr. Moms out there, the deceased mothers out there, we remember you. Light a candle for them, please. I wanted to give a shout out to my mother for listening tonight. Her name is Patricia Dahmer, and she's got a nickname, AKA Moose. I don't know how she got that name, Moose, but it's another name for Mom. She doesn't look like Moose, but anyway, Mom, I love you very much, and thanks for always being there for me from the time I was born, and I know it's going to be the rest of my life. So thank you for listening tonight, and I hope your Mother's Day is, when we get together Sunday, is going to be beautiful. You so well deserve. Super Mom. Love you, Mom. And Marty Oakley, I want to give you a big thank you and all you do, because you're a mother and a grandmother who's raising her granddaughters, and you're doing an excellent job. And you're not alone out there. There's a lot of grandmothers out there that are raising either one grandchild or you know, several, and they deserve recognition too, because not only they had to raise their children, but the ones that their either sons or daughters had in some reason or another. But Marty, thank you so much for what you're doing, because you're amazing, all your advocacy shows and everything you do, and, you know, all the mothers out there working outside the home, all of you deserve recognition. We're not going to give recognition to the bad moms. We're going to tell them to turn over a new leaf. But I want to go ahead and get ready to start this show again. Senator Raymond J. Lesnick was on here last week, and he had a huge audience and a great show. He is running for governor for New Jersey. He has been standing up for Nosy's Law. He is an outstanding senator in New Jersey. Everyone, please visit his website, ray4gov.com. And he's also on Facebook, Senator Raymond J. Lesnick, L-E-S-N-I-A-K. So please visit him, give him your support, especially you new Jersey residents, because, you know, he needs all of our support June 6th. So everyone, coming from the PPJ Gazette online live, and everybody, welcome aboard. And let's get this show started. I'm going to bring Barbara Levette on first. She's, you know, Save Nosy Now administrator and animal rights advocate. Has been on this show. Her and Robin Richerly and Denise Gower has been on this show several times. And welcome you back, Barb, because what you're doing out there is outstanding for Nosy. And hopefully we will see some change soon and that, you know, Nosy gets to retire. How are you doing this evening, Barb?
I'm doing well, Debbie, and thanks again for having us on again. We're really pleased to be able to always tell Nosy's story every chance we get. So thanks very much. And thanks to Marty also for hosting us and letting us, allowing us to share everything that we know about our Nosy girl. We're very fortunate to be able to work together. We have a wonderful group of administrators at Save Nosy Now. We all have wonderful strengths, and we help each other tremendously, not just with Nosy, but personally. We are getting closer and closer, and it's a wonderful thing. I want to talk a little bit about Nosy in the sense that some of your listeners may not know who she is or what's happening with her. She is a 35-year-old African elephant. She came here from Zimbabwe in 1984 on a jumbo jet and with 62 other baby elephants at the time. There was a government cull of elephants in Zimbabwe, Africa, and she was one of the baby elephants that was brought here to the United States by a rich millionaire. He wanted to make his girlfriend happier, and who eventually became his wife, and she loved elephants, supposedly, so they started an elephant farm in Florida. That didn't work out too well. After a few years, he decided that it wasn't going to work. He couldn't afford to keep the elephants going. Of course, they were getting bigger, probably, and harder to handle and very costly to maintain. So he decided to sell them off. Nosy was sold to the Lebo Family Circus in 1986, and she's been with them ever since. Nosy has been trained to be a circus elephant. She performs tricks that are sometimes very demanding. And during that training time, she has been abused tremendously, forced to do unnatural behaviors and unnatural moves. And she's really had a hard time in her life. And we're hoping that by helping her in the way that we are, that we're going to at least make her life easier in some ways, and hopefully eventually get her to sanctuary. That is the mission of Save Nosy Now. We began our mission in late 2013 when another advocate and I decided that we needed to do something to help her. So we decided to do a call-in action to the USDA. And the USDA, which is the United States Department of Agriculture, is the ultimate authority and are charged with maintaining the Animal Welfare Act in this country. And because they are the ultimate authority, we look to them to not only live the regulations of the Animal Welfare Act, but to make sure that those regulations are adhered to by the letter of the law. When they're not, then we have problems, and that's where we are with Nosy. Because the USDA is very lackadaisical about the law, about what they're supposed to be doing, what their jobs really are, then the animals suffer. And animals like Nosy become property. And because they're just a piece of property, they're not treated any differently than if they were a piece of furniture. And I find that reprehensible. I find it abhorrent. I find it extremely, extremely hard to deal with. So we decided to do this call-in action in late 2013 to see if we could get some interest in the USDA rousing themselves to do something about the situation Nosy was in. The call-in action was very successful. Many, many people were on board calling and writing and emailing and tweeting the USDA during that time. And because it was so successful and we felt we wanted to do something more, we decided to try doing a page for Save Nosy Now. So we developed a group called Save Nosy Now, and we've been in existence ever since. We've grown significantly. We're almost close to 2,700 members now. We are a closed group because we want to be able to make sure that we have the right people doing the right things for Nosy. This gives us a little bit more autonomy, a lot more independence in what we do, and it keeps kind of the riffraff out, which we consider the circus people. We don't need to be fighting with them every day. We just need to be fighting for Nosy's well-being. So with Save Nosy Now, we've grown, like I've said. We've managed to do lots of different actions. We've been able to give a lot of the venues that hold Nosy to stop using her at the last minute a lot of times, which has been very successful for us. But we needed to go one step further. And in order to do that, we needed funds. And we decided that the best way to do that so that we could be held accountable but also be able to do what we need to do to free Nosy was to start a nonprofit organization. And in April, we did devise a new nonprofit organization called Save Nosy Now, Inc. And we are full force going ahead. We're going to be setting up the donate button this week so we can start taking donations. Our mission is to provide education, intervention, and litigation that will ultimately lead to sanctuary for captive elephants in circuses and zoos. And once we get Nosy to sanctuary, which we sincerely hope we can help do, then we move on to the next elephant. There are many elephants out there that need our help. There are approximately 70 elephants in the circus industry that we could help, and so many others in zoos. And we're going to keep moving forward, helping each elephant one at a time, once we get Nosy where she needs to be in sanctuary. So we're very pleased with the new organization. We hope that many people will come on board. We have a new Save Nosy Now, Inc. page. It's right on Facebook, very easy to find. If you just start typing in Save Nosy, it'll pop right up for you. The group also pops up, just the Save Nosy Now regular page pops up. And if you're not a member, you can ask to join at any time. We do vet all of our members very carefully to make sure that they are animal people, that they are invested in helping the animals in some way or another. I'm going to stop talking now, but that's basically the run of the story tonight with Save Nosy Now, Inc., and how we're trying to move forward for Nosy. And I know Robin and Dee will be able to add quite a bit more to the conversation.
Okay, and that's great, Barb, and thank you so much for what you're doing, because it's very inspiring work, and they know we're not going away. You know, it's.
I hope
not.
They do. Yes, that's what we hope so.
Yeah, because it's, you know, we're like that one photo says that, you know, we're all crying out for Nosy. And that's what we're doing. We're trying to bring her justice and freedom, happiness, you know, compassion. Let her enjoy the rest of her life in a sanctuary. And, you know, the owner, it sounds to me that, you know, he cares more about the money than her health, because she's got some serious health conditions. And if somebody would give her a physical right now, and if it was a human being, she wouldn't qualify to do anything. So
that's the way
we
feel, too. Yeah,
yes.
We really feel that, you know, if we had the correct veterinary medical person go in there to really give her an assessment, a medical assessment, and independently, rather than somebody who was paid by the legal family to do the assessment, then we could probably get a very different sense of what she's actually dealing with. I mean, she's alleged to have arthritis. We don't know that for sure, but we have a couple of wonderful veterinarians who have observed her through many, many videos and pictures. And have determined that it appears she has osteoarthritis. She has a recurring skin problem, and other ailments that would prevent her from living a very long life. And this is what happens to captive elephants. Captive elephants become just pawns in the game because they don't live long lives. They end up with foot disease. They end up with arthritis, which kills them. They sometimes end up with tuberculosis. So they end up with this endotheliotropic virus, which is awful for elephants. It's the EEHV virus, which is very prevalent in circuses and zoos around the world. And I think that, you know, we don't want Nosy to be living like this. We want her to have the life that she deserves in True Sanctuary. And True Sanctuary is a sanctuary where she can make choices of her own, not have somebody make choices for her, which they have done for 35 years of her precious life. She's never had another elephant to be with her. She's never had the enjoyment of having her own family. She's never had autonomy and independence that she can depend on. It's just a horror show for these elephants and circuses. And we want so much for her to be in sanctuary.
And she'd be very happy. She it's so long overdue. I mean, it's been a 6-year battle, you know, petitions and this and that. It shouldn't take that long because, you know, there's got to be more compassion for her. You know, you could tell, you know, by photos and everything, Barb, that she's not comfortable and she's living in some mental suffering. And that's not good. You know, just by photos I look at.
Yeah, she definitely deals with a lot of stress and boredom. The swaying that she does with her head and her body, which is called stereotypic behavior, that's very likely in a captive elephant. You'll see that a lot in circus and zoo elephants because they are so bored and stressed. They just sway back and forth. They don't know what to do with themselves. They're trying to comfort themselves in the best way they know how. It's the only way they can. They don't have the comfort of other elephants. Like in the wild, elephants live in very tight-knit matriarchal societies. I mean, they live together, they do everything together, the mothers, the aunts, the cousins, the babies, the grandmothers, I mean, everybody takes part in the family. Everybody is important in that family. Nosy hasn't had that since she was 2 years old. She was only two when she was taken from her mother, who she probably saw killed in that government call in 1982. So I feel so helpless sometimes trying to figure out the best way to help her and the other circus and zoo elephants in this country, because we have this awful, awful thing in us as humans that we must hold dominion over animals. It's not about holding dominion. It's about being good stewards for their welfare. And unfortunately, the people who own them don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? They should. They own them, and you know they're furry lovin's or four-legged, you know, creatures, whatever you want to call them. But they're part of us. They, you know, once you have a pet, I don't know if it's a dog, cat, you know, rabbit, horse, whatever, and look at Nosy and the rest of the, you know, elves, they are being held. It's like animal slavery. You know, they're forced to perform. It's something they don't have a choice in life, like how humans do. Oh, I want this as a profession, or I want to do this for the rest of my life, or go to college or whatever. These animals don't have a choice. They get in there and it's animal slavery. And it's for, you know, the profit before the animals, or profit before people. And that's a no-no, because these animals deserve better than that.
Yes, yes, they
deserve better.
They deserve better. And I think that, you know, the legislation and some litigation is in order. I think we're going in the right direction with Save Nosy Now, right, Inc., our new nonprofit. Robin can speak more about some of the legislation that's going on in the country for elephants and for Nosy. And we can also have Dee talk about some of the things that we've been trying to do with the Florida Wildlife Commission to get them to stand up and take notice as well.
Okay. And I'm going to go ahead, Barb, and I'm going to bring Robin in, let her join in with us. You can stay right on air, okay?
And, okay.
Robin Virchurli. Welcome back to Voices Carry for Animals, number 136. How are you this evening? You go ahead.
I'm doing great, Debbie. Thanks again for having us back on to talk about Nosy. And leading into something that you had mentioned about that elephants, you know, they don't perform because they want to. They perform because they fear the pain that will be inflicted upon them if they do not perform. And they use a bullhook. It's a sharp, heavy instrument with a hook on the end, and they use this to prod behind their ears. They use it to beat them with. They hit them relentlessly on their legs in the most tender part they can find. And if they don't have that in their hand, which they usually do, several occasions I've seen Nosy to make it seem like they're good people, they'll hide the bullhook, and then they use their fingers on their ears. And you can see Mrs. Liebel pressing on Nosy's ear, squeezing it really, really hard and pulling, and Nosy just does whatever she wants her to do. It's really sad. Loneliness is another thing about elephants. They need to be together with their herd. This is what they thrive on mentally and physically, roaming around, not being chained up in one spot. When they're not performing, they're chained up or held in a very small enclosure. They're not allowed to walk around, and this is why they get the foot problems and the arthritis, and this kills them prematurely rather than when they're in the wild. They live into their 60s and 70s naturally, and Nosy never had that chance. She was yanked away from her family. The fear of these babies coming over on a jumbo jet, being corralled like cattle into the plane. It's really sad to watch, and that was something that was on 2020 back in the 80s. It's a great program if anybody wants to watch it. It gives a history. It's called Jumbalair, and it was done by ABC 2020, and you can just plug that in Google, and it'll come up for you. And another thing I wanted to talk about, I don't know who's on this call. I don't know if there's any circus people on this call, the actual people that are holding Nosy or other circuses that, you know, run, that own animals and use the wild animals in their shows. But it's always been us against them. There's only one thing that the advocates and the activists, there's only one thing that we want. Only one thing, and that is that we strive to accomplish is to the well-being of the animals. Bottom line, we don't want any money. We don't ask for recognition. We're all volunteers. We don't get paid. And the only thing is our hearts bleed for these animals that are being abused. And the circus people will have you believe that they care for them. They don't. They don't care for them. They, by having them in captivity, number one is abuse. They're wild animals. And then when the wild animal does something to a human being, it makes big news, they attacked. Well, they can only take so much. And there comes a point where they lash out, and that's been proven many times. Handlers are attacked. Tyke, the elephant in Hawaii, just freaked out and couldn't take it anymore, and they shot more than so many bullets to kill Tyke because she just couldn't take it anymore. And we're doing this in our spare time, and the circus people, they're going to try to do their best to make you believe that they care about those animals and that they're doing and they're treated well. Well, it's been proven or disproven time and time again. Countless videos are documented and sent to authorities. We have witness testimony that can back those videos up, and it shows the horrific abuse by these circuses. Ringling, their last show ever, their closing is May 21st. I'm going to be there. It's going to be in Uniondale, New York. Michelle Werk, our other admin, She's going to be there, and there's activists and advocates coming from all over the world to be a part of this monumental last show, and that's on weeks away. And all this came about because of social media. Social media has brought to light, show people what is going on. I mean, it's in front of your face. You can't deny it. Back in the day, before all this, it was all going on then. It's been going on for centuries, the abuse. In every country, there's abuse of elephants, and they are just magnificent creatures that don't deserve this, and that's why we're here. We want Nosy to go to a sanctuary where she can be with other elephants if she wants to. She doesn't have to be if she doesn't want to. You know, they'll blend her in and let her do whatever she wants. She'll get great treatment, great veterinary treatment. She'll be able to walk around many, many acres. She'll be able to eat the trees, and she'll be able to take a bath, which the elephants love to go to the water and be in the mud. And they like to be with each other. They communicate with each other. They touch each other. And Nosy doesn't have this, and she never will, unless we can get her to the sanctuary. So, I mean, I wanted to say that because I know the circus people are always on, you know, coming back to us and trying to disprove what we're trying to do. They call us terrorists and all that.
Wrong definition.
It's just amazing, you know, how they try to twist everything that we say when, like I said, our only goal is the welfare of the animal, what is best for them. And what's best for them is not captivity. It's not performing. It's not being in that terrible business. And anybody can Google. You can go to Google and just put in circus abuse. Put in Nosy. Put in Hugo Liebel, L-I-E-B-E-L. You're going to see a myriad of things pop up. And it's not just, you know, the activist side telling about it. It's news reports. It's, you know, it's all different kinds of media out there and things that people can look up and make their own decision, you know, if they really want to know. And on the next subject, I just wanted to mention Senator Lesniak. Of course, I live in New Jersey, and wow. I am, of course, going to be voting for him for governor. He's running for governor of New Jersey. And if he's elected, first of all, it has to go through the primary, which is June 6th. So we need everybody to get out in those primaries because the primaries are notorious for low voter participation. They just figure it doesn't matter who gets in, that'll be fine. It's a Democrat or it's a Republican, whichever they support. You have to get out there and vote in the primary for Senator Lesniak. If you're an animal person, if you're for the environment, if you're for higher education, if you're looking at housing that's affordable, if you're looking for income, the inequality with income, LGBT rights, affordability in New Jersey, public education. I mean, he is for the people, reduced property taxes. So I just wanted to get a nice plug in for him because he's the kind of person that we need in every single state fighting for animals. And so we need your support, everybody, for Senator Lesniak. If you have family or friends in New Jersey, get him out there. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much, Robin, because we need thousands more like him, like you said, in every state. And this would be a better, safer, healthier world to live in because he is rocking New Jersey. I mean, rocking it. But I want to go ahead and bring the D on.
One more thing I wanted to say
ahead.
About promoting laws for the wild animals and elephants is TEAPSPA. It's TEAPSPA. It's a law that would that has been introduced that would stop captivity for animals in every single state across the USA. So we wouldn't need individual states stepping up. Like California, their ban comes into effect January 2018. It's already been passed, but it takes a few years for the law to actually get going. So we need that. I just wanted to say something about that.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I wanted to do a shout out to Sam Wincup. She's listening tonight, and she's from Lucy's Advocacy Project for Lucy. And thank you, Sam, for listening in. That's another elephant I did a show with a while back. And hopefully she gets released to a sanctuary. You know, and we got to give them the support. So please, everybody, check out Lucy's Edmonton Advocacy Project on Facebook and give them their support. You know, because the more voices out there, the faster changes will be made. So if we all do our part, you know, the more of us, you know, on Facebook and everything, if you press like, it don't serve no justice. You press share, it gets out in the news feed. Maybe that person or yourself doesn't want to take part in it, but press that share because the next person might want to take action and the following after that, and that's how it goes viral. I've just seen this one petition right now. It has 1.2 million signatures for that Yulin Festival on June 21st. So that's a lot of traveling through the social media, getting signatures and passing it along. So the more we do out there, everybody, you know, when you're making comments, take that comment to make that phone call. Search for your, you know, connect with your legislators. Let them know how you feel because your voice does matter and your signatures matter. Don't ever think it doesn't. But I'm going to go ahead.
Debbie, it's Robin. So I just wanted to clear up one thing. When I said that we're going to the last show, the Ringling show, we're not going there to see the show. We're not buying a ticket. We're not going inside. We're going there to celebrate. I would say protest, but there's no reason to protest anymore. But still, we're standing there with our signs trying to tell all those people that are going in, which it's a sold-out show, still we have to let them know what's going on inside because there's tons of these small, seedy circuses all over, you know, the back countries and flea markets and festivals and things like that. You know, these little small circuses still have the elephants and the wild animals. So I just wanted to make that clear.
The Ringling Brothers, that's, you know, that's a big victory right there also. And, you know, you see these victories coming in, and you wish the rest of them would move, you know, even faster than that, because let's see 2017 be a victory year for all the animals, you know, around, from all groups, because the animals need our help from some form or matter. With the cruelty going on and the animal bullying, it's sickening, you know, so... Whatever we can do, everybody, recruit your family members, your sons, daughters, neighbors, coworkers, whatever you can do, bring them in and get their voices. It doesn't take that long. You can't make it easier than help make changes from your, you know, the comfort of your home, a computer, phone, you know, take that.
Education is key.
That's
sharing
right.
The knowledge that you learn about what's going on to other people. I can't tell you how many times every single day that I talk about Nosy, that they're like, really? I never knew that. I never knew that they were abused and that they were such wonderful animals. So share, yes.
Yes, share. Whatever you got to do. Because, you know, a lot of the websites, too, you can share right from there. And with your websites, you know, keep on promoting them because it's unlimited how many people can visit it. And if you don't promote it, you're not going to get any more visitors than what you got because, you know, the web has so many millions of websites. So once you start promoting, you get the word out, press that share button, or you can even share from the website sometimes. But anyway, Robin and Barb, I'm going to bring Dee in. Dee, welcome back to Voices Care for Animals, number 136. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great, Debbie. Thanks so much again for having us. Hi, Robin. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Dave.
I think that was a great segue, Robin, talking about educating people. I was having lunch today with a friend of mine, and I'm telling Nosy's story like I always do. And this is a very educated woman, and she really had no idea that after the closing of Ringling next week that there will still be an issue with circus elephants. And I think a lot of people don't know that the fight goes on, and Nosy's fight really is well, we're getting underway, but there's still a way to go. And I don't think Nosy's history would be complete unless we talked a little bit about what's gone on with her legally. Barbara did a great job talking about her story, but I would just like to also add what's gone on with her. There have been USDA violations related to Nosy going back all the way to, I believe, 1996, with a total of over 200 violations by the USDA. In 2011, there was a lawsuit against her owner, Hugo Liebel. 33 formal charges of the Animal Welfare Act were brought against him. And in 2013, the matter was settled for a mere $7,500 and a slap on the wrist. And unfortunately, the violation, he was ordered to stop violating the Animal Welfare Act, which, for your listeners who are not aware, that is the federal act that governs animal welfare throughout the country. He was ordered to stop violating that act, and ever since 2013, the violations have continued every single year. So at Save Nosy Now, what we're doing is we're taking a look at some of the state local laws and seeing if there are some other avenues, because I think the issues with the USDA, I think it's going to be a long road. And until TSPA passes, which Robin just mentioned, that would be a federal law that basically effectively would outlaw exotic animals in circuses throughout the country. And I am very confident that that will pass, but like any federal law, it's going to go through the hoops, and we're probably a couple of years away from that. But I think that everybody needs to go online and find out how they can support that in their particular state, and that's just Google TEAPSPA, and that's TEAPSPA. But what we're doing now, right, is we're looking at the Florida Wildlife Commission, because we're speaking specifically about Nosy now, because she is our poster child and she lives here in Florida. And there are two entities that essentially have to license Hugo Liebel to exhibit her. The first is the USDA. And the USDA's job is to enforce the AWA, which is the Animal Welfare Act. That's the federal law. The problem with that is it's very difficult to enforce, because these are transient circuses. They travel from state to state, sometimes hundreds and thousands of miles a year, and that makes law enforcement very difficult. In order to exhibit an elephant the way that Hugo Liebel exhibits Nosy, they have to get a license from the USDA. And essentially what's happened is every year for the last 25, 30 years, the USDA has effectively rubber-stamped Liebel's license. The other entity that Liebel has to get a license from is the Florida Wildlife Commission, or the FWC, because he lives here in Florida. I'm also a Florida resident. And Nosy basically lives in my backyard. She doesn't live too far from me, and I just saw her recently in Miami just a week and a half ago. And basically what happens with federal laws is the bar is set very low. So the bar is very low for the Animal Welfare Act. And what happens is the states can make laws that are a little bit more stringent, and they do vary from state to state. And actually, the FWC brags that they have some of the most stringent elephant regulations in the country, and that may be true. However, Debbie, stringent regulations without enforcement really is tantamount to nothing, and they're not enforcing their regulations right now, and we are working very hard to hold them accountable, and we are making some strides for Nosy, and we're going to continue to do that. And we're not going to stop until we get her free and get her to sanctuary. And I would like to say also that a lot of times people listen to these stories and it touches their heart, may bring a tear to their eye, but they don't know what to do. And I think human nature is such that we want to be proactive. So I'd like to talk about a couple of things that people can do. One of the things that people can do is get familiar with their state laws. Every state's law are going to probably be pretty similar. I certainly can't say that I know them all. I'm pretty well versed with what they are here in Florida, my home state. But they're going to vary slightly from state to state. And you can just Google whatever state you're in. And just I can Google here in Florida, elephant regulation, state of Florida, and it will take me eventually to the elephant regulation. And if you are in a situation where you see an elephant that you think may be in a bad situation, call Save Nosy now. I'll give you the number. It's 693-742-0848.
D, it's 603.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry, 603. 603-742-0848. And if you happen to be in the state of Florida, and you can always call the FWC, Florida Wildlife Commission Dispatch. And what they will do is they will dispatch an officer to the particular area where you are, whether it's a circus or a fair. Nosy's even been exhibited at weddings. She was recently in the St. Patrick's Day Parade where they paraded her down the streets of Fort Lauderdale. You can call dispatch at 888-404-3922. And you can report that. And I always tell people, if you do take the time to make a phone call, take an extra minute, get the name of the person you're speaking with, and ask for a call back. And always call Save Nosy Now. Or go to SaveNosyNow.org, and you can contact us through that, and we will walk you through it. So there are things that you can do. There are things that you can look for. Some of the main issues, other than the fact that Nosy's in bad physical condition, you can look for some of the public safety issues. A lot of times people see an elephant as this sweet creature, and they are very sweet, loving creatures, but these are dangerous animals. Here in Florida, they're classified as Class 1 wildlife, and the definition of that is inherently dangerous to humans. These are 6,000-7,000-pound animals that you can take you out with one swipe. Once an animal's had enough, they've had enough. And some of the barriers that they have can seldom hold back an elephant. I would think twice before putting my small child on top of a stressed-out elephant. These are the things to look for. Is the elephant being left alone? If you see things like that, please get in contact with us. Get in contact with the FWC dispatch. But certainly let Save Nosy Now know, and we will walk you through how to file a formal complaint. And this past weekend, well, actually not this weekend, the weekend before, I saw Nosy down in Homestead, Florida, in just deplorable conditions. This was reported. We had a reporter down there. If you Google the Miami Herald, their sister newspaper, The Reporter, which covers the very southern tip of Florida before you get into the Keys, did a nice write-up. Reporter David Goodhue did a nice write-up on Nosy and her conditions at that circus. And that was just 8 or 9 days ago. So this is going on now. Unfortunately, we don't know where she is now. There's no itinerary with the Florida Wildlife Commission, so it's very difficult to keep tabs on her. But we're always looking for her. We're always looking out for her.
Indeed. This is Robin. I wanted to mention something before I forget. When you just said what you just said about how that we can't find Nosy. I protested a circus up here recently in New Jersey. It was done on private property, and it was a big farm. And I don't even want to mention the circus name because I don't want to give them any credit or publicity or anything. But there were so many cars coming in. And when I first arrived there, which was ahead of time, you know, to set up the signs and everything for the protest, There was no signs leading to this place anywhere. I mean, on my whole drive there, I didn't see a sign saying Circus's Way or anything. And what they're doing is they're going to the schools and they're giving free tickets to the children. And the children take these tickets home and they want to go to the circus, and then the parents come and they're the ones that pay. They pay for an adult ticket, which is could be $25 each, depends on what circus you're going to. And they pay for parking. So this is how these circuses are doing their advertising. They're targeting schools, and so there's no alert out that there's going to be a circus around, so people don't know to organize a protest because they don't know what's going on. But isn't that sickening that the schools are allowing these tickets to come through? So the schools need to be educated on circus abuse and elephant abuse.
And that's a great point, Robin. It really does come down to education. Here, I'm an hour away from Orlando, and it's not uncommon for us to have field trips to SeaWorld. It really comes down to education. People really don't know. And when you tell them and you educate them, it's amazing. It's like a light bulb goes off, and they think, oh, I never thought of that. So that's something that we can all do. We can all educate. Every listener out there who's listening tonight can go tomorrow and tell two or three people about what they heard tonight. And that's how it starts. And social media. And
yep. And ladies, we got a caller calling in. Dee, Robin, and Barb, we got area code, and I believe I know who this is, area code 708. You're live and on air. Hello, Harry. How are you doing this evening? Welcome
hey,
back.
Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Hey, I'm going to give
oh,
you a
thanks.
Big moose hug, okay? A big moose hug and a buffalo hug.
I was just going to say, so I know where you get the big moose hug comes from. It's your mom. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, it's nice to hear everybody, Barb and Jen, everyone. It's everything you're talking about. It's so wonderful to hear you guys are getting, you know, the everything together and the ink. I like how you've got the new ink page and all as well, too. But, you know, I've been listening to you since you've been talking, and everything's been hitting right on the nail with everything. But this school situation that you just spoke about, of course, I mean, what a filthy, slimy way to reach out to potential customers, being children in schools and stuff. That's exactly right what you were saying. You know what? Maybe with the groups that you have, and you've got to find a way to reach out to schools and let them know what this is all about with Nosy, and see if you can put any kind of an educational program together, or even just a printed leaflet type thing that you can, you know, give to the school principals or whatever, so they can build some sort of a way to educate their, have the teachers, you know, speak to the students and all that as well. What do you all think about that?
I think that's Harry. We have a brochure that we're coming out with, and it gives a lot of information about Nosy and also captivity and other kinds of issues with elephants. So, yes, that's great. And I also want to plug you, because it was so wonderful that you composed a song for Nosy, and it's a great song. We love it, and we can't tell you enough how much we appreciate you doing that, and Judy Collins, our other admin, putting the video to your song, and we have it up on our website, and I have it up on my personal timeline, Robin Chandler Vituli, and I think all the other admins do as well. So, again, we appreciate that so much.
No, that's my pleasure. It's from the get-go, as I said when I first spoke with you months and months ago. Whatever I can do to help out, I mean, my goodness, and I hope the song does reach somebody's, other people's and their hearts and all that as well, too. But something, like you said about these leaflets, yeah, it's going to take that type of a situation, I believe, because you're saying, we all know these, in the first place, they shouldn't even be living here in this country. We know, you know, where they come from is where they should be. Too many exotic animals do survive and live in other parts of the world that they don't need to be in. And even if they are in their own habitats, their own natural indigenous land, they're still taking advantage of it as well, too, either in any kind of an entertainment world or just own as private pets and whatever, like you were talking about, Nosy, with some man buying her for his girlfriend or something, for Christ's sake, whatever. There should be the USDA, what do you say, Florida Fish or Florida Wildlife?
It's the Florida Wildlife Commission.
Yeah, all of these departments, they need to, I mean, it's up to us, I guess, but why does it have to be up to us as citizens? You would think that they would be taking care of their job, and this Hugo, complete asinine person, is, I watched some video on him online the other day, and he was just ranting and raving like a temperamental little child, yelling in front of some woman's face, and I just thought to myself, you're a grown man. And this is how you're going to treat other people, let alone treat this exotic, beautiful, majestic animal that you shouldn't be owning in the first place? Property? Yes. I mean, like I said earlier before, and then Debbie said it tonight about it's just animal enslavement. Of course, I
didn't
know it. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Harry, what's really sad about that situation is that he calls Nosy one of his daughters. And if he's treating his daughters the way he's treating Nosy, it's a very scary situation. I wouldn't want to be in that family.
Thank you. Exactly. I mean, well, that's just, and of course they're going to do that. I mean, I have been involved with the Great Ape, you know, world for quite some time, and I'm an advocate, of course. I don't work at the sanctuaries, but I go to the sanctuaries all the time. I've learned so much, and I've been with the apes. When I hear you talking about the elephants too, everybody needs companionship. You can't live by yourself. You can't live lonely. I have met so many chimpanzees that lived 30-plus years in a concrete box because of research facilities. And then as far as, like you said, when they rock back and forth, the chimps are going to sit there and rock back and forth as well. Everyone needs companionship. You cannot live by yourself isolated like that for that amount of time. And so the mentality, I mean, the mental awareness, the physical, everything diminishes, of course. And so these people who take advantage of this Liebel, this whatever, Hugo Liebel, is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yes, Liebel.
Oh, yeah. We should change it to Liebel. He should be Liebel, is what it should be.
Right.
Yes.
You are right.
I like Evil Liebel.
There's another one. Come up with something else liable. But you know who else is liable is the USDA and the fish and the Florida place as well. All of these departments who are letting everybody get away. Now this teach spot. This is the first I've heard of this, kid, and I'm going to follow up to this. So you're saying that if this goes through, no, and every state in the United States cannot have or own or use any type of an exotic animal.
Well, it's actually called the Traveling Exotic Animal Protection Plan.
What that means is that all
the exotic animals that are currently traveling in circuses can no longer do that, which will essentially shut down the circus.
Beautiful, which needs to be done in the first place, of course.
Yes.
So,
if you go to federalcircusbill.org. Federalcircusbill.org. It does a really great job of breaking it down.
Good. That's a good thing so everybody knows, because now you said that, whoever's listening, it's an easier way to get to that. That's going to be good as well. But, that would be that whole traveling thing has got to stop, of course. I mean, and in the Great Ape world, I've met so many former entertainers, like you said, when they're being trained, it is not the most prettiest thing you ever want to see, look, or hear about. And as far as the elephants are concerned, of course, that bull hook, to everything else, I mean, I've seen so much footage of them, the way they're tied down, the way their will is taken away from them. The exact same thing happened to the orangutans and the chimpanzees that performed for most of their lives. And, of course, fortunately, unfortunately, for poor Nosy, she's been in this doing this for 30-some years. And the chimpanzees and the orangs, they're only used really probably up to about roughly 9, 10 years old at the very most, because they become so strong that their handlers can't even deal with them anymore. So then they get off to go to sanctuary, or they're sold to roadside zoos, or they were sold and handed to research facilities after living and acting like a human, which they were trained to be, just to be laughed at. And having their dignity taken away so that people would just laugh at them for their own stupid entertainment. I mean, obviously, the typical, I don't want to go there, but most people, I think they're starting to become more aware of things, but for quite some time, and I'm sure it still is today, people just don't care about it. Mm-hmm. As long as they have fun and they care about themselves, they can go home and say, oh, I had a great time. I rode an elephant. Oh, I saw them doing, you know, it's, I don't know how much, I would certainly hope education and, like you said, social media is opening people's eyes and ears a whole lot more about things. So let's hope it just continues in a positive direction.
Thanks so much for calling in, Harry. Oh, I'm so pleased to hear from you. Harry's song is wonderful. I hope you go to Save Nosy now and hear it. It's also on all our timelines, as Robin said. Thanks so much for doing that for Nosy. We're very pleased.
Yes, and it's on YouTube also. So everybody, please share it. And thank you, Harry, for doing that song for Nosy. Because it
it's
is
my
meaningful
pleasure,
and heartfelt.
Well, my pleasure.
You know,
it'll bring
some tears to your eyes. So you did a great job.
Well, knowing
yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, just knowing what she's going through. And
well,
it's been, I mean, 30 years already, like you said. Is it 30 or 35? What did you say?
35.
She's 35 years old.
Okay, so she's been doing this since 19. When did you say so?
She came here in 1984, and she was owned by the Liebel family in 1986.
86, okay. Yeah, so look how long she's been doing, 31 years already. Yeah.
Right, and we need those donations,
that's a long time.
We need you all to get on Save Nosy Now, Inc. and start donating. Like I said, the donate button's going to be up soon, next few days. And we need some money so that we can start some litigation. Believe me, this is not for us. This is for Nosy. We're going to do everything in our power to help her. Every dime is going to go toward litigation and the right legislation so that we can get things worked out for her. So go to Save Nosy Now, Inc. Start looking for that donate button in the next few days. It will lead you to our website, savenosynow.org. where you can read all about Nosy, learn all about her history and what she's been dealing with all these years.
Yep, and we're down a couple minutes, ladies. And Harry, I want to thank you again, Barb and Dee and Robin, for being guests tonight. I'm looking forward to having you back on very soon. I hope to hear victories coming through for Nosy, because we're not going to go away. And everybody, help stop animal slavery, because this is what this is. She's being forced, and it's a sickening. You know, so please do your part. And, Harry, thank you for calling in this evening and taking your part on the song for Nosy and everybody. Please check it out. I wanted to bring up another show I had on. It's Free Billy, Kirsten Cluster, Marcy Winograd. He's out in California. There's all these animals for every direction that need our help, everybody. So whatever you can do, do your part. Contact your legislators. You know, even contact WhiteHouse.gov. Send them an email. And our call them, contact 224-561-1111. Voices Care for Animals is on every Tuesday live, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock Pacific. Listening worldwide, unlimited listeners. All shows are recorded live every Tuesday and archived on Blog Talk Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a show, 136 shows tonight, and we're going to keep going. We're not going away. So everyone, all you mothers out there, stepmothers, Mr. Moms, the deceased mothers out there, we light a candle for them. We remember you. Happy Mother's Day on Sunday. Hope you return next week on Tuesday. Wednesdays is Wild Horse and Burro Radio, Heavy Coffee. Thursdays is Whistleblowers with Marty Oakley. Over 800 shows. Everybody, please give her your support. Advocacy, she's rocking. And Fridays is Vietnam Advocates, Agent Orange. Sundays, sometimes on the shows, is Elder Abuse and Guardianship Abuse. Thank you, everybody, for listening in, and have a great evening, and thank you for all your support. Let's band together. Paul in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone, and may God bless you all. Bye-bye, and thank you.
Good night,
Debbie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Debbie.
Hey, you're so welcome, and you're going to be coming back
Harry
again. And you too, Harry, okay?
Thank you, everybody. Great to hear everybody's voice. Yeah,
big moose hug,
Harry. Great to hear everybody's voice. Big moose hugs to everybody. Take care.
Good night, bye-bye.
Good night now, bye-bye.